Life Recipe 107. Being a demonstration of universe, of light, of love, of God. We're going to look at the book of Job in the Bible today. We look back to the Bible because there are truths within that help us in our everyday living and being and showing up as our higher self. There has been misinterpretation throughout the decades and centuries that we've been looking to the Bible for truth. But as we look at it in a new way, interpreting it metaphysically, we see how relevant it is still today. And so today we're going to look at the book of Job. And this is where we explore the wisdom and character of God and demonstrate the human power of faith that helps us move through challenging experiences. You see, faith helps us move through the challenges that are natural part of the human experience. Buddha described it well as the two arrows. The first arrow is the experience we have, one that is challenging, that can be hurtful, that can be experience so many different emotions, whether it's challenge, heartache, being betrayed, whatever it is, that's the first arrow. Yet the second arrow is sometimes the more profound one, because that's where we relive that experience. We relive that arrow over and over again, oftentimes judging, shaming, regretting, staying in the emotion that is meant to move through us, knowing, but with faith, we're able to move through these challenges, these experiences in our human life with that light, knowing that whatever's coming up has meaning, even if we don't understand it, that it's there to teach us. The people in our lives are teaching us. And when we're in an argument or having a tough time, we can ask ourselves, what is this teaching me? What are you teaching me? And as we do, we return to the character of God, of truth, of light and love. Now, the book of Job is read a little like a folktale, and we as humans love stories, and that's why this resonates well with us. The book starts, "There was once a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, feared God, and turned away from evil." And that comes from John chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. However, we learn through the story that despite Job's good character and righteousness, so that belief within him, he knew the principles of what to do, of what is right and what is good, bad things happened in his life, things that were not easy to understand. And in a conversational tone, God talks back to Job using poetic language. He basically is teaching him and guiding Job to continue in his faithful action forward, and that the good will come as long as he upholds that faith and trust. Now, we can use this lesson from the book of Job to help us through challenging times by seeking acceptance over understanding, faith over fear, and trust in God's transcendence, in the principle of God, the principle of universe that is always omnipotent, always present. It's love. It's always there at the core of everything, every person, every experience. It's there. Even if it's not felt at first, we know and have faith and trust that life is happening for you. And this isn't always easy because we get caught in our own head. That second arrow comes forward and we believe it's not fair. Why are we being treated this way? We go back into those old stories that we've created in our head and we turn to that help us understand what's happening. Why me? As a victim, as a poor me, you know, we can stay in that wallowing place, that place of feeling like the worst. Yet what we're called to do in those moments is to pause and to see it differently And there's many powers that we can tap into to see these experiences differently, to see the lesson, to have faith that it is happening for us, teaching us something to help us return to the character that we are, of truth, of light. So let's look at that first lesson from Job, acceptance over understanding. Well, this story tells us that we don't understand the vastness of this world. We are just a pinpoint onto the vastness of this universe that we are living on, that we are in motion on. We think we understand it all, but it's more than our human minds can even grasp. And with this acceptance, we can be in truth. We can accept what is happening, knowing that it is for us and that it has meaning. It's hard for our human minds to fully understand what God sees and has planned for us, but it is all good. Planted within us are all the seeds we need to grow and to nourish and revitalize. It's within us, and also are the talents and gifts that we have to be who we are here to be and live as we are here to live. And when challenges arise, often those that feel even outside of God's control, that we don't understand, how could this be? How could this be happening? We make it into a place of feeling that we're forgotten, feeling that we're lost, but this is not truth. We learn from the book of Job that God shows. And even though our character, our essence is love and peace and acceptance, and that trust in divine order that is, that divine justice prevails, we do lose sense of it at times. But God never does. God is always there. And if God doesn't feel like the right word for you, because words and language has power, because different meanings come from words. So if God is not the word for you, you can use love, universe, source. We know that that is its principle. It always is within us. And it is in flow all around us. And we're part of that flow. The analogy of that a fish can't really know that it's in water because it's all it sees is like us. Each of us are in this flow of love and light, source, God, all around us as energy, as light. And we feel it if we turn our consciousness toward it, if we choose to focus on that part of us. Because if we choose to focus on the other part, our minds that tell us that it shouldn't be this way, that we're being mistreated, that we're the victim. If we stay in that consciousness, more of that comes into our lives, more things that feel bad, because we attract what we are. Now that feels like a hard truth, because what if bad things are happening? And this is what Job questioned too. He said, I am a good person. I'm treating people well. I'm treating my family well. Why is this happening? But we learn through the story that as Job accepted the truth of God being of meaning, of and having that faith to turn toward teaching, toward lesson, and trusting that life is happening for me, and that this experience that seems to be bogging me down in the moment, feeling like I can't even see out of, that's not me, not each of you, because we're all more powerful than we can ever know. And as we live from this truth, from this faith, we move into understanding, which is one of our powers. And we eventually manifest that good that is, that source of light and love that we lose sight of, but is always there as principle. In Job chapter 42, verse 1 and 2, Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. The book teaches us that suffering is a part of life, and we learn that from the Buddha. 1,000 sorrows and 1,000 joys. It's part of life. But each sorrow, each arrow that comes forth has a larger purpose. It draws us closer to God, to source, and to life. So know that whatever is happening to you, as hard or as challenging or frustrating as it may seem, it's calling you closer to God, to light and to love. We are called to focus less on these outer circumstances that are ever-changing, those that we can't control, and instead turn our focus and our trust on God that controls everything and whose love is ever-present, always and everywhere. With a shift of focus, we can return to love, our essence. Choice by choice, moment by moment, we choose to see and love and live from that place of us, knowing that it's so much more powerful, exponentially more powerful than negative, low energy emotions of fear, frustration, jealousy, anger, envy. We can use our imagination as it was intended to imagine and feel and create all the good that is possible to come from whatever situation is coming before us. And with a shift in focus on all that is happening for us, for the love that is part of it, we get to make that choice. So with that, let us go into meditation as we meditate on how to accept what is and know and affirm the power of understanding will reveal itself. So with that, find a nice, comfortable position. Allow yourself to be at rest, to rest your body. Close your eyes or find a nice soft gaze. Rest your hands. Let your shoulders drop. Your head be at ease. Your eyes soften. Your tongue to lower. And as you breathe in deeply through your nose, exhale out all the way from the belly, up into the chest, into your nose and mouth. You inhale and exhale and begin to notice that natural breath, that natural inhale and exhale. As you notice, you watch it. You begin to feel more ease. You feel that stillness within. As you may notice thoughts coming and going, stories, thoughts, wanderings, you allow them to be. Let them pass. As they move in and out of your consciousness, you keep returning to your breath. And begin to notice that feeling around your heart center. As you breathe into that space, you release any heaviness you're holding there, knowing that this is your place of power. This is your love, your compassion, your connection to source energy that's guiding you. You breathe into that space and allow that energy of love to fuel and regenerate you. Every cell of your body is being cleansed, regenerating in love. You imagine now a light-filled source entering right at the top of your head. As you bring your attention to the crown of your head, allow yourself to just focus and visualize light and love pouring into you, knowing that you are connected to source. You allow it to fill your mind, cleansing, purifying, resetting your mind for everything that's possible for you, knowing that you are co-creating your world, your light, your love, connected to a power so much greater, connected to source. And that in the stillness, you reconnect. You return to center. Return to love. And you take a moment to call forth whatever power you may need in this moment. Call it forward. Maybe it's peace, understanding, courage, will, release, forgive, order, truth, love. You call forth that power now, knowing and affirming that is what you are. And you bring it forth, filling your body, your mind, your heart and soul, knowing you are powerful, you are love, you are light, you are in alignment to all the good that is, and all the good that is prepared for you. And we breathe into that, letting it fill you. As you begin to bring awareness back to this space, this room, this beautiful body you have, to be and show up as your best self, knowing that you are here on purpose for a purpose. And with that power, with that trust, knowing that you are truth and light and love, you accept what is and know that you have this day, this moment, and know that it is made for you to deliver more good, love, and light into your world. So you open your eyes, breathe into that, roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and toes, make a couple neck circles, take a stretch if you need to as you raise your arms up high, twist your wrists, place your arms back in center and be truth and light and love. The light in me honors the light in you.